Judas has betrayed our dearest friend. And although vengeance Jesus always condemned, it's still tempting for me and my brother James. Sons of Thunder, we're so aptly named.
I don't understand, only you know why. How you could do this thing, live such a lie. Did the Lord not love you enough? Were you never embraced? No promise of a seat at his side. Is that how you'll state your case?
Silver coins, seen exchanging hands, exchanging the gift of God for the devil's plans. There has never been a sin such as this, betraying the Son of Man with a poison kiss. Judas, I don't understand. Such a lie. Did the Lord not love you enough? Were you never embraced? No promise of a seat at his side. Is that how you'll state your case? Jesus said that would have to take his course, but history should be shaped by prayer and not by force. Better for you, Judas, if you had not been born. Wherever you are now, can you feel my scorn?
But who am I to be casting stones from sin? Am I free? Judas, you are beneath contempt, but the same could be said of me. Jesus told us, do not judge, for you will be judged too. So Judas, who am I to judge? That's for God to do.
I have betrayed an innocent man for 30 silver coins. His blood is on my hands. I threw back the money, but it was all too late. The chief priests had already decided his fate. This shame, this guilt, it's too much to bear. Jesus, I'm so sorry. This, my final prayer. He had no case to defend, yet Jesus has been condemned. Yes, Jesus has been condemned because of this so-called friend. To what depths did I descend? I can never make amends. Jesus has been condemned. To what depths did I descend?